You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
Whoa. try to find this harmony. It's so bittersweet to me.
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus and Community Radio, from Simon Fraser University, where it is super quiet until next week when school starts, and then we will be thick in the fray of things. So welcome to September 1st. Holy smokes, that feels a little bittersweet. As I said, this is Roots and Berries, Campus Community Radio, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral lands of the Kwikwetlem, the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam peoples. I am your host for the hour. I'm Robin, and we are going to hear a lot more music that sounds similar but different to what we heard there from the Blackwood 2 folk duo from Victoria, BC. And that came out a while ago off their album Stew! Soundtrack of mostly Canadian artists on the program today. A few exceptions, but we're going to hear a lot of lovely harmony. We're going to hear some instrumentals and some slower tunes, as well as some sort of pick your heels up and kick it up tunes. So stick around for the hour. I've also got a berry treat for you later on in the show. We're going to start this next set with a band from down east. East meaning Ontario, not the far east, but the mid-east. These are the Unseen Strangers from their album Time Travel, and a track called The Sacred Call here on Roots and Berries.
Must fall before the West is won.
Hammer from Our Native Daughters. Their album is called The Songs of Our Native Daughters. And those Native Daughters are Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell. Four banjo-picking women, but also multi-instrumentalists, as you could tell on that tune. And each in their own right, solo artists with booming careers. In fact, Rhiannon Giddens has got a really interesting new album just in the cooker. Not so much bluegrassy and old time, but holy smokes, some of the stuff that I've listened to, it definitely has a roots flavor and is really powerful. Before that, we heard Jason and Ferris Romero and a track called Kind Girl. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast live from the university 24/7, 365 days a year, volunteer-made programming, catered to bringing you news, information, music genres that are not heard typically in the mainstream, which allows me to be here with you once a week for an hour, playing some of the music that I love to tap my toes to. And hopefully you are tapping your toes along with me today. We're going to have a couple of songs in this next set from the Allisons. Not the only Allisons, but a couple of Allisons. Allison Brown, folk artist from London, Ontario, put out a record. Again, this goes back a bit, but holy smokes, it really is such a lovely record, called Viper at the Virgin's Feet. And we're going to hear a track called All the Birds. And then we're going to hear Allison DeGroote, prairie-born anyways, clawhammer banjo player with Southern American fiddle player Tatiana Hargraves, and a track off their album Hurricane Clarice called Ostrich with Pearls. So a couple of Allisons playing a couple bird songs here on Roots and Berries in this set.
To Hour.